بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن تسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، أيها الإخوة الفضلاء، أولا نعتذر عن التأخير لظروف خاصة، ثم نبدأ في درسنا في هذه الليلة. وكنا قد بدأنا في شرح نواقض الإسلام، وتكلمنا عن الناقض الأول والناقض الثاني من نواقض الإسلام، وفي هذه الليلة نأخذ الناقض الثالث بإذن الله تعالى، وهو قول الإمام المجدد رحمه الله الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب: من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم كفر. وهذه المسألة خطيرة جدا، يقع فيها كثير من المنتسبين للإسلام. يقول: أنا والحمد لله ما عندي شرك ولا أشركت بالله، ولكن الناس لا أكفرهم. يقال له: أنت ما عرفت الدين، ما عرفت الدين، يجب أن تكفر من كفره الله وأن تتبرأ منه، كما تبرأ إبراهيم الخليل عليه الصلاة والسلام من أبيه وقومه، كما قال الله سبحانه عن إبراهيم الخليل أنه قال: إنني براء مما تعبدون إلا الذي فطرني فإنه سيهدين. قوله: من لم يكفر المشركين أو شك في كفرهم أو صحح مذهبهم، وهذا أشد. إذا صحح مذهبهم أو قال إنما هذا اتخاذ الوسائل ليس كفر بالله إنما هو وسيلة، قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله، فهذا أشد كفرا منهم، يعني أشد كفرا من الكفار، لأنه صحح الكفر وصحح الشرك. ويقال له: كونك مسلما وتابعا للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، والرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام جاء بتكفير المشركين وقتالهم واستباحة أموالهم ودمائهم، حيث قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في الصحيحين من حديث ابن عمر رضي الله عنه: أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله، ويقيم الصلاة ويؤت الزكاة، فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام فيما صح عنه: بعثت بالسيف بين يدي الساعة حتى يعبد الله عز وجل. والله سبحانه قد سمى المشركين كفارا، فقال عز وجل: إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية، أي شر الخليقة. وفي هذه الآية قد جمع الله تعالى أهل الكتاب والمشركين وبين أنهم كفار وأن مأواهم جهنم، وقال الله عز وجل عن المشركين: زعم الذين كفروا أن لن يبعثوا قل بلى ربي لتبعثن ثم لتنبؤن بما أعملتم وذلك على الله يسير. فسمى الله عز وجل المشركين كفارا، وسمى الله تعالى اليهود كفارا، وقال تعالى عن اليهود: فبظلم من الذين هادوا حرمنا عليهم طيبات أحلت لهم وبصدهم عن سبيل الله كثيرا وأخذهم الربا وقد نهوا عنه وأخذهم أموال الناس بالباطل وأعتدنا للكافرين منهم عذابا أليما. وقال تعالى عن النصارى: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. وفي الآية الأخرى: لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله ثالث ثلاثة، إلى غير ذلك من الآيات. فمن لم يكفر هؤلاء الكفار فإنه يكون قد كفر بخبر الله عز وجل عنهم أنهم كافرون، ولذلك يعتبر كافرا من أجل ذلك. وهناك تنبيه، وهو أن بعض الناس في زماننا ممن ينتسب إلى بعض الجماعات أو المذاهب ممن يعتنقون أفكارا مخالفة لهدي السلف الصالح وساروا على طريقة الخوارج والمعتزلة، كثيرا ما يحصل منهم التسرع في التكفير بغير علم ولا دليل ولا برهان. وقد يحدث ذلك في مسائل ليست من المكفرات أصلا، وقد يحتج عليهم بأن من لم يكفر الكافر أو شك في كفره فهو كافر، فهم قد يأتون بأمور ليست من المكفرات أو أمور من المختلف فيها فيحكمون بتكفير الناس وأن من لم يكفر هؤلاء فهو كافر وهكذا. وهذا تعنت، إذ لا يستعمل هذا الناقض ولا ينطبق إلا على من لم يكفر المشركين ويكفر الكفار الذين ثبت كفرهم بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع، الذين ثبت كفرهم بالكتاب والسنة والإجماع. أما الذين في كفرهم اختلاف وخلاف بين العلماء فلا ينطبق هذا الناقض عليهم. إذن يا إخوة، هذا الناقض ناقض مهم، ينبغي لطلبة العلم أن يفهموه جيدا وأن يعرفوا الحكم فيه، وذلك أنه متى كان شركهم بواحا أي ظاهرا ووجوب القول بكفر المشركين وكفر من لم يكفرهم وكفر من يشك في كفرهم وكفر من يصحح المنهج الكفري ويظل يدافع عنهم ويعتبر أن ديانتهم اليهودية أو النصرانية أو الإلحادية صحيحة دل عليه كتاب الله وسنة رسوله في نصوص محكمات صريحات فيها لعن للكافرين والمشركين وتوعدهم الله بالعذاب الدائم المهين في نار جهنم ومثلهم في الكفر وما يترتب عليه من لم يكفرهم أو يشك في كفرهم أو يصحح عقائدهم ومناهجهم الشرعية وهذا بدون نزاع بين أهل العلم ولخطورة هذا الناقض فقد أرشد أهل العلم إلى التنبه له حتى لا يقع فيه المسلم بسبب الجهل بصوره وقلة العلم بخطره فجزى الله العلماء الكرام على هذا البيان الطيب في هذه المسألة والإيضاح لهذا الناقض. بعض الناس يميع بعض القضايا فيقول لا تقولوا كفار قولوا غير مسلمين. يا سبحان الله، الله عز وجل يقول لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم، ويقول سبحانه إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. والنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول والذي نفسي بيده لا يسمع بي يهودي ولا نصراني ثم لا يؤمن بالذي أرسلت به إلا كان من أهل النار. ثم بعد ذلك ننتقل إلى الناقض الرابع. الناقض الرابع من نواقض الإسلام وهو من اعتقد أن غير هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه أو أن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه كالذين يفضلون حكم الطواغيت على حكمه عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو كافر، فهو كافر. من مقتضيات الإيمان الإيمان برسالة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والإيمان بأن هديه عليه الصلاة والسلام أكمل هدي وأن حكمه أحسن حكم. قال الله سبحانه ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون. والاستفهام في هذه الآية استفهام إنكاري، معناه أنه لا أحد أحسن حكما من حكم الله تعالى. وقال الله عز وجل للنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم، ووصفه الله عز وجل بقوله يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. فهدي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أكمل هدي وشرعه أحسن شرع. ومن اعتقد أن هدي غيره عليه الصلاة والسلام أفضل من هديه، أو حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه، فهو كافر. قال عليه الصلاة والسلام كما في حديث جابر في الصحيح: أما بعد، فإن أحسن الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. فالذي يعتقد أن هدي غير النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه عليه الصلاة والسلام هو في الحقيقة معتقد للنقص في هدي الله عز وجل، حيث فضل هدي غيره على هديه، لأن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام مبلغ عن الله عز وجل. قال الله عز وجل: وما ينطق عن الهوى إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. كيف يكون مؤمنا من زعم أن غير الله يستطيع الإتيان بشرع أكمل من شرعه، وهدي أحسن من هديه، أو حكم أحسن من حكمه؟ قال الله عز وجل: أفحكم الجاهلية يبغون ومن أحسن من الله حكما لقوم يوقنون. وقد بين الله عز وجل أن حكمه هو الحق، ولهذا أمر نبيه داود عليه الصلاة والسلام أن يحكم بين الناس بالعدل والحق، وقال تعالى: يا داود إنا جعلناك خليفة في الأرض فاحكم بين الناس بالحق ولا تتبع الهوى فيضلك عن سبيل الله. وكل من فضل حكم غير الله على حكم الله فهو كافر، ويدخل تحت هذا الحكم من اعتقد أن القوانين الوضعية خير من حكم الله أو مماثلة لحكم الله، أي مساوية لحكم الله، حيث ضاها بين الله وبين خلقه. وكذلك من اعتقد جواز الحكم بها دون حكم الله، وقد أمر الله عز وجل بالكفر بحكم الطاغوت، حيث قال الله سبحانه: ألم تر إذا الذين يزعمون أنهم آمنوا بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك يريدون أن يتحاكموا إلى الطاغوت وقد أمروا أن يكفروا به، ويريد الشيطان أن يضلهم ضلالا بعيدا. والذي يقول إنه يحكم بالشريعة ويجوز أن يحكم بالقوانين، ويقول المقصود هو حل النزاعات، فالأمر متساو، يقال له سبحان الله: أتجعل حكم الطاغوت مثل حكم الله ومثل تحكيم شرع الله؟ هذا عبادة لله عز وجل، ليس القصد منه فقط هو حل النزاع، القصد منه العبادة لتحكيم شرع الله، وتحكيم غيره شرك في الطاعة وشرك في الحكم. ولهذا قال الله عز وجل: وإن أطعتموهم إنكم لمشركون. وقال الله سبحانه: اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله، والمسيح ابن مريم، إلى قوله سبحانه عما يشركون. فالذي يقول إنها سواء كافر، وأشد منه من يقول إن الحكم بغير ما أنزل الله أحسن من الحكم بما أنزل الله. كذلك الذي يقول الناس ما يصلح لهم اليوم إلا هذه الأنظمة، ما يصلح لهم الشرع، ما يطابق لهذا الزمان، ولا يصلح لعصر الذرة كما يقولون، وأن شرع الله كما يقولون لا يساير الحضارة، ما يصلح إلا تحكيم القوانين. هذا أشد كفرا من الذي يقول إن حكم الله وحكم غيره متساويان. أما إذا حكم بغير ما أنزل الله لهوى في نفسه أو جهل بما أنزل الله، وهو يعتقد أن حكم الله هو الواجب وهو الذي يجب أن يحكم به، لكنه حكم بغير ما أنزل الله لهوى في نفسه أو جهل بما أنزل الله، فهذا فعل كبيرة من كبائر الذنوب، وذلك كفر دون كفر، لا يخرج من البلة بهذا العمل، لا يخرج من البلة بهذا العمل. هذا هو ملخص ما يتعلق بهذا الناقض الرابع من نواقض الإسلام، وهو أن اعتقد أن غير هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه، أو أن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه، كالذين يفضلون حكم الطواغيت على حكمه، فهذا ناقض من نواقض الإسلام. ونسأل الله تعالى أن يثبتنا وإياكم على عقيدة التوحيد، وأن يميتنا على ذلك، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلق الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، so the Sheikh began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and salutations of Allah upon Muhammad and his companions and family and those who follow him. And he said to proceed, our noble brothers. He said, firstly, I apologize for being late. And it's something which was out of my hands. And the Sheikh said, we begin with the book, we'll begin this lesson with the book that we have already started. And we have already covered the first two nullifiers of Islam. And today the Sheikh said, we begin with the third one, the third nullifier of Islam. And it is, مَنْ لَمْ يُكَفِّرَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَوْشَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِمْ أَوْصَحَّحَ مَذْهَبُهُمْ كَفَرْ. Number three is, whoever does not declare the polytheist to be disbelievers, or he doubts their disbelief or approves of their way, then he has disbelieved. The Sheikh says, and this affair is very dangerous. This issue is very dangerous. And many of the people who ascribe themselves to Islam fall into. And some of them, the Sheikh says, they say, I do not have any shirk. Yes, I do not have any act of shirk. And I do not associate any partners with Allah. However, I do not declare anyone to be a polytheist or a disbeliever. So the Sheikh said, many of the people, they claim this. And it is to be said to him that you have not come to know the religion in the correct way. And it is upon you to declare those who the messenger of Allah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared to be disbelievers, you have to deem them to be disbelievers. You have to declare that they are disbelievers. Just like the Prophet Ibrahim, may Allah, may Allah's salutation be upon him, he freed himself from his father and from his tribe. Just like Ibrahim alayhi salam, he freed himself from his father, who was a polytheist, and from his tribe, who worshiping idols. And he said to them, I am free from that which you worship. He said, I am free from that which you worship, except the one who created me, who will guide me. Or verily, he will guide me. So the Sheikh says, the statement of Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, may Allah have mercy on him, whoever does not declare the polytheist to be disbelievers, or doubts, or he doubts their disbelief or approves of their way, then he has disbelieved. The Sheikh said, as for the one who approves of their way, then his disbelief is worse. As for the one who approves of their way, then this person's disbelief is worse than the other ones. And also, the Sheikh said, this is by way of, if the person says that those people or those disbelievers, they're not actually disbelievers, or they have not fallen into any acts of disbelief. And he says, for example, if they supplicate to other than Allah, they say, these are only intermediaries. They are methods. They are not actually disbelievers, or they have not fallen into shirk. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, he said, those people who approve of the way of the polytheists and the disbelievers, they are worse than those disbelievers themselves, because they have approved of disbelief. They have approved of disbelief and shirk. And the Sheikh said, and it is to be said to him that the fact that you are a Muslim and you follow the Messenger of Allah, and for that reason, and the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came, or he was sent with declaring those people to be disbelievers, those polytheists. And he had fought against them, and he had made their wealth and their women permissible to take. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith in Sahihain, in Bukhari and Muslim, from the hadith on the authority of Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was commanded to fight the people until they say La ilaha illallah and establish the prayer and pay the zakah, and if they do so, then they have protected their wealth and their blood from me, and their accounting is with Allah. Their accounting is with Allah. And also the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith, I was sent with the sword before the hour. I was sent with the sword before the hour so that Allah is worshipped. I was sent with the sword before the hour so that Allah is worshipped. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he had named the polytheist disbelievers. The polytheist in the time of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he called them disbelievers. And he said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Verily, those who have disbelieved from the people of the book and the polytheist are in the hellfire. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ. They are eternal in it, and they are the worst of the creation. شَرُّ الْبَرِيَّةِ, the Sheikh said, he means شَرُّ الْخَلِيقَةِ, means the worst of the creation. Those people are from the worst of creation. And the Sheikh said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, in Surah Al-Bayyinah, he gathered between the people of the book, the Jews and Christians, and he gathered them with the polytheist, the mushrikeen. And he clarified that they are disbelievers, both of them, the people of the book and the polytheist. And he also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified for us that their fate will be the hellfire. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding the polytheist, زَعَمَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَن لَّن يُبْعَثُوا قُلْ بَلَىٰ وَرَبِّي لَتُبْعَثُونَ. Those who disbelieved claimed that they will not be resurrected. Say, nay, by my Lord, you will be resurrected, and you will be informed of that which you have done. Verily, that is easy upon Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he named the polytheists here as disbelievers, or he gave them the label as disbelievers. Likewise, the Jews and the Christians. Likewise, the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. And he said regarding the Jews, and as for their oppression, or as a result of the oppression of those who became or took the Judaism, we have prohibited for them good things which were permissible for them before. Yes, and because of the opposition the opposition to those who are upon Allah's way, and to the rest of the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he declared that they are disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the Jews that they are disbelievers in the end of the ayah, Surah Al-Ma'idah. And as for the Christians, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also in Surah Al-Ma'idah, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمُ. They have disbelieved those who claimed that Allah is the son of Maryam. And also the following ayah, the Sheikh said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. They have disbelieved those who claimed that Allah is one of three. Yani the Christians, they have disbelieved those who claim that Allah is one of three. And the Sheikh said, and many other verses from the Book of Allah. So whosoever does not hold those people to be disbelievers, then he has indeed rejected the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has rejected the judgment and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about the polytheists and about the people of the book, that they are disbelievers. So whosoever does not say that they are disbelievers, then he has rejected the command of Allah or the judgment of Allah. The Sheikh said, and there's something to clarify here or something to mention, is that some of the people, or some people from those who ascribe themselves to some groups and parties and some madhahib, from those who adopt the ideologies of the, or they adopt ideologies which oppose the way of the Salaf. Yes, those people, and they have taken the path of the Khawarij. Yes, and the Mu'tazila. And the Sheikh said, many of them, they rush into declaring people to be disbelievers. Many of these people, they rush into declaring people to be disbelievers. And the Sheikh said, and this may take place in regards to an issue that does not make the person a disbeliever anyway. So they would declare that the person, or they deem the person to be a disbeliever based on an affair or an issue that does not take the person out of Islam anyway. And the Sheikh said, and they bring about some doubts and misconceptions, and they bring some affairs that there's difference of opinion between the scholars. They bring some issues that there is difference of opinion between the scholars. So there's no consensus. And based on those differed upon issues, they call a person a disbeliever and so on. And they claim, whosoever does not say that this person is a disbeliever, then he's a disbeliever himself. So they use it wrong. And the Sheikh said, this is from overdoing it, and from extremism. And the Sheikh said, for that reason, this nullifier is not to be used except upon those who their disbelief is apparent and clear. This nullifier is only to be used on those who their disbelief is clear and there's consensus about their disbelief. And the Sheikh said, and their disbelief, we have proof for their disbelief from the Book of Allah, the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the consensus of the scholars. Like the Jews, as the Sheikh mentioned, like the Jews, the Christians, and the polytheists, those people. Yes, those are the people this nullifier is to be applied to. Whosoever does not say those people are disbelievers, then he's a disbeliever. Naam? As the Sheikh says, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِيهِمْ اخْتِلَافِ بَيْنَ الْعُلَمَاءِ فَلَا. So as for the people who, regards to those people who there's a difference between the scholars, whether they are disbelievers or not, some of them say they are disbelievers, some of them say no, they are not disbelievers, then the Sheikh said, no, you cannot apply this nullifier to them, or you cannot apply this principle to them. So the Sheikh, he continues, he says, therefore, our brothers, he said, this nullifier is very important. This issue is very important, and it is upon the student of knowledge to know it, and to know the ruling. To know the ruling of the person who says those people are not disbelievers. Naam. And the Sheikh said, as for, or from that, is that the person, when his disbelief is clear and apparent, just like the mushrikeen, the polytheist, and whosoever approves of their way, their disbelieving way, and he holds that their religion, for example, Christianity or Judaism, that it is correct, then this person is a disbeliever, if he approves of their way like this. And the Sheikh said, and there are many narrations which يعني from the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم and also from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which indicate or which show us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising them great punishment, those people. يعني there are many proofs to back up that they are disbelievers. And for that reason, the Sheikh said, whosoever does not hold them to be disbelievers, then he's a disbeliever. And this is in regards to something which there is no يعني, difference of opinion between the scholars. It's in regards to those people who are, there are no difference of opinion between the scholars. يعني those who they disbelieve is clear and apparent and agreed upon. And the Sheikh said, and for the because of the danger of this nullifier, or because of the sensitivity of this issue here, many of the scholars, they have يعني, advised the people to pay attention to it because of its sensitivity. And so that a person does not fall into it. So the Sheikh said, and he supplicates for the scholars, he says, may Allah reward those scholars who clarify things like this for us. The Sheikh, he continues, حفظه الله, and he says, some of the people, they يعني, they hide the truth and they try to take it from another angle, and they say, do not say they are disbelievers. Do not call them disbelievers, those people. But say non-Muslims. Yes? They say, do not say disbelievers, but say non-Muslims. So the Sheikh said, we say subhanallah to those people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ الْمُشْرِكِينَ فِي نَارِ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَلَيَكُمْ شَرَبْرِيَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, very those who disbelieved from the people of the book and the polytheist, they are in hellfire. Eternally, they are the worst of creation. Yes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they have disbelieved. Those who have disbelieved from the people of the book and the polytheist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ. They have disbelieved those who claim that Allah is one of three. And the other ayah, they have disbelieved those who said the son of Maryam is Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they are disbelievers. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the one whose my soul is in his hand, there would be no Jew or Christian that hears of me and does not believe in me, except that Allah will throw him in the hellfire. Yes? After that, the Sheikh said, we move on to the fourth nullifier of Islam after concluding the third one, and it is من اعتقد أن غير هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أكمل من هديه أو أن حكم غيره أحسن من حكمه كالذي يفضل حكم الطواغيت على حكمه فهو كافر. The fourth one is whoever believes that the guidance or that guidance other than Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is more complete than his guidance, or that the ruling of others are better than his ruling, like the one who prefers the rulings of a tawagheed, يعني these false deities, over his rulings, then he is a disbeliever. Then he is a disbeliever. The Sheikh said, from the things which necessitate iman, is that you have belief in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and in the prophecy of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that his guidance is the most complete guidance, and that his ruling is the best of ruling. Naam. Yes, and his ruling is the best of ruling. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sheikh said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, and who is better than Allah in ruling for those who believe? Who is better in ruling? Who is better than Allah in ruling for those who believe? Or for those who have يعني, certainty. And the Sheikh said here, the question here, the rhetorical question here, is something يعني, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rejecting. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking a question, but he's rejecting. He's saying, for example, there is no one that has a ruling better than Allah. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, he's asking rhetorically, without an answer. And the answer is, there is no one. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's better than Allah in his ruling? So the answer is, there's no one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِنَّكَ لَتَهْدِي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And verily you guide to a straight path. Allah said about his prophet describing him, verily you guide to a straight path. Yes, and also he described him by saying, يَتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. He recites to them, describing the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he recites to them his verses, and he purifies them, and he teaches them the wisdom and the book, although they were before in a misguidance. In a clear misguidance. So the Sheikh said, so the guidance of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most complete one. and his legislation is the best of legislations. And whosoever believes that the guidance of any other person is better than the guidance or the ruling of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he is a disbeliever. Any person who holds that the guidance of any other person or his ruling is better than the guidance of the or the rulings or the verdicts of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then he's a disbeliever. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a narration which is on authority of Jabir, may Allah be pleased with him, in the Sahih, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to proceed, the best of speech or the most truthful of speech is the speech of Allah, and the best of guidance is that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the Sheikh said, so the one who believes that the guidance or any guidance, the guidance of any person other than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam is more complete than the guidance of he sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then in reality he is ascribing deficiency to the guidance of Allah. Yes, so if a person prefers the guidance of another person over the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then in reality he's ascribing a deficiency to the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the Sheikh said the reason for this is because the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he transmits from Allah. He brings to us what Allah has commanded us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said regarding him, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. And he does not speak out of his desire. Speaking about the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah says he does not speak out of his desire. Rather, it is a revelation that is revealed. So how can the person be a believer and he claims at the same time that other than Allah can have a ruling better than Allah's ruling, or can have a guidance better than Allah's guidance? Naam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَحُكْمَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يَبْغُونَ وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حُكْمًا لِقَوْمٍ يُقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do they desire the rule of the days of ignorance? And who is better than Allah in ruling for those who have certainty? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified that his ruling and his verdict is the truth. Naam? And for that reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he commanded Prophet Dawood alayhi salam to judge between the people with the truth and with justice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in a verse which the translation of the ayah, the meaning of it is, O Dawood, we have made you a khalifa, a successor in the land. So judge between the people with justice. Judge between the people with justice. So the Sheikh said, and whosoever gives precedence to the ruling of any other person over Allah's ruling, then he is a disbeliever. And he also included in this issue is the one who believes that the legislations, the current time legislations, the man-made legislations, is better or equal to Allah's legislation, is also a disbeliever. Likewise, the one who thinks that it is permissible for him to use man-made laws. It's permissible for him, it's halal for him to use this and to implement them, the Sheikh says is also a disbeliever. So the one who thinks that the man-made legislations is equal or better than Allah's legislation, or the one who thinks it's permissible for him to implement the man-made legislations, the Sheikh said, then this person is a disbeliever. Yeah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also he commanded us to reject and disbelieve in the rule of the false deities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to disbelieve and reject the ruling or the legislation of the false deities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have you not seen those who claim that they have believed in that which was revealed to you and that which was revealed before you, and they wish to judge between, or they seek the judgment of the false deities? Yes? They seek the judgment of the false deities. Was there a surah? وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. نعم. And they were commanded to disbelieve in the false deities, and the shaitan wants to guide them, claim his guidance, or in a way that is claim his guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse, he commanded us to disbelieve in the legislation of the false deities. And whosoever says, the Sheikh says, whosoever says that to implement and to follow the man-made legislations, yes, it is permissible, and also that Allah's legislation is only to sort out conflicts. Allah's law, someone who claim, يعني those people who claim that it's okay to implement the man-made law, and Allah's law is only to يعني sort out and solve the conflicts between the people. The Sheikh said, we say to these people, do you make equal the ruling of Allah? يعني do you make the ruling of Allah and the ruling of other people equal? And the Sheikh said, the intent here, or the wisdom behind Allah's legislation is not only, or is not merely to sort out the conflicts between the people. Rather, whosoever rules by other than Allah's law, then this is shirk. Or he someone takes someone who to legislate for him beside Allah, then this is shirk. Shirk in hukum, in ruling. So the Sheikh said, the intent or the wisdom behind Allah's legislation is not only to sort out conflicts between the people, but rather whosoever يعني, takes someone to legislate for him other than Allah, then this is shirk. This is associating partners with Allah in يعني, legislations. يعني he took someone to legislate for him beside Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُوهُمْ إِنَّكُمْ لَمُشْرِكُونَ. And if you were to obey them, then you are يعني, polytheists, or you have fallen into shirk as well. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله والمسيح ابن مريم وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا لا إله إلا هو سبحانه عما يشركون. Allah said in another verse, they, يعني in brackets the Christians, they took their monks and rabbis as lords other than Allah, and also took the Messiah, يعني Isa, the son of Mary, Maryam, and they were not ordered except to worship one deity. There is no one who deserves worship other than him. Glorified is he above the shirk they commit. Naam, so the Sheikh said, so whosoever says that whosoever claims that the ruling of Allah and the ruling of other than Allah are equal, yes, or the one who says that the ruling of other than Allah is better than Allah's ruling, yes, and who also the person who claims that it is not befitting for the people in our current time to implement Allah's law. Allah's law يعني, is not befitting in our time now, that we need new laws now. The Sheikh says, who claims this as well. And this current era, the Sheikh said, for example, the people who claim this current era, we can't implement Allah's law anymore. We have to come with new يعني, legislation. And the Sheikh said, عصر الذرة, يعني, the era of the atom, يعني, the discovery of the atom or the invention of the atom, Allah علم, what he intends by it. But the Sheikh said, يعني, in this current era, advanced era, the Sheikh said, and they say that Allah's legislation, it does not conform with the civilization we are living يعني, under. That Allah's legislation does not conform with the civilization. The Sheikh said, this person is more severe in disbelief than the one who says Allah's law and the man-made law is equal. Yes? So the one who says Allah's يعني, law is irrelevant now. It is does not conform or conform with the time we live in now. Yes? It cannot be applied in the current era that we live in now. This person is more severe in disbelief than the person who says Allah's law and other than Allah's law, the person who other than Allah who legislates as well, who the one who says they're equal, the other person is worse than him. The one who says that it's not the time for Allah's law now. We need new laws. However, the Sheikh says, however, as for the one who implements the legislation of other than Allah, and he does so out of desire or ignorance, and he knows, يعني, while holding the belief that Allah's legislation is obligatory and that Allah's legislation is the best and it is that which should be implemented, but he does so out of ignorance, yeah, or out of desire, he follows his desires, then the Sheikh said, this person has fallen into a great sin, a major sin, and this does not take him out of the fold of Islam. This sin does not take him out of the fold of Islam. It's only a major sin that he has fallen into. The Sheikh says in the end, so this was a summary to that which is in regards to the fourth nullifier. Yeah. We ask Allah, in the end we ask Allah to make us firm upon Tawheed and to make us die upon Tawheed. And he sent the peace and salutation of Allah upon Muhammad and his family and his companions. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.